This is Fresh Air. Today, New Orleans is celebrating Mardi Gras, the 24 hours plus before the 40 days of Lent. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward may be in Texas, but he's still in the Mardi Gras spirit.
I don't need to remind anybody in the state of Louisiana, it's Mardi Gras time. Out in the countryside, Cajuns are running their careers, horseback processions of masked men who pretend to steal food from farmers to make a big gumbo, which is served at a dance at the end of the day. And in New Orleans, they celebrate Mardi Gras with rock and roll. Oh, I know that a lot of tourists have already decided that the appropriate soundtrack is Pete Fountain or the superannuated men at Preservation Hall. But for the people who actually live there, Mardi Gras and the local popular music have been synonymous since the early 50s. That was when a legendary piano player, Roy Bird, known to one and all as Professor Longhair, first recorded his anthem, Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Actually, the song has a long and twisted history, having been cut in 1949, 1950, 1952, 1958, and many times subsequently. It's catchy and shows off Longhair's patented rumba boogie technique nicely. Here's the 1950 version. Because Longhair's record was so hard to find at first, other local musicians knew they could make a killing if they could just come up with another great Mardi Gras song. In 1955, the Hawkettes, whoever they were, did just that with Mardi Gras Mambo.
Down in New Orleans where the blues were born, it takes a cool cat to blow a horn. On the side and Rampart Street, the combos play with the mambo beat. The Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo. Down in New Orleans, in Great Town where the cats all meet, it's the Mardi Gras mambo with the beat. Shout and cheer for the Zulu King. And truck on down with the mambo swing. The Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo. Down in New Orleans.
Actually, I know one thing about the Hawkettes, and that is that Art Neville, of New Orleans' amazing Neville family, was a member. There are plenty of Nevilles, as any of you who have gone to see the Neville brothers can attest, since they tend to hire family, and you never seem to see the same ones twice. This means that once you start getting into cousins and uncles, you find yourself squarely in the middle of a Mardi Gras secret society. Now, I'm not talking about the crews here, those groups who parade with huge floats and throw stuff to the crowds. Uptown, the Mardi Gras is different. And for years, there have been several tribes of black Indians, groups who get together to dress in fantastically ornate costumes and do traditional chants.
Meet me boys on the battlefront. Meet me boys on the battlefront. Meet me boys on the battlefront. Pretty wild chopper chula gonna stomp some rump.
Well, the prettiest little thing that I ever seen. Mardi Gras Indian down in New Orleans. Sold all night and he sold all day. Mardi Gras morning went all the way.
Boys on the battlefront, meet the boys on the battlefront. Pretty wild chopper,
tootler gonna stomp some rump.
Indians coming from all over town. Big Chief singing gonna take 'em down. Jackie Mofito, Eli Hay. Indians are rulers on the holiday.
The Wild Chapatoulas chant, Meet the Boys on the Battlefront, sums up New Orleans Indian life with the competition between tribes, the boasting, and the odd language, which showed up in another famous rock and roll hit.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, Ico, Ico, Ande. Giacomo Fino, Anane, Giacomo Finane. Look at my king all dressed in red. Ico, Ico, Ande. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finane. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Ico, Ico, Ande. Giacomo Fino, Anane, Giacomo Finane.
With its talk about flag boys and kings, the Dixie Cups' Ico Ico was Mardi Gras Indian to the core. But it got to be a big hit in 1965, even among people who didn't know what Giacomo Finane means. That includes me. Although New Orleans has a tendency to mummify its musical traditions, during Mardi Gras they live in the streets, in the clubs, and at parties. And isn't that where you're supposed to find rock and roll?
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.